still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
All right, it is time to try to play the game. Get that job, Asian guy, without sounding like a stereotypical racist, because you just can't do it anymore.
That's a long title.
It'll get you fired, I tells you, if you even dabble with it. Saturday Night Live came and went for one guy. He was there for a day.
What's the guy's name? I don't even know.
Shane
Gillis.
Was he a stand-up?
Yep, stand-up comedian, and he had a podcast, and he and his friends started talking about how much they hate Chinatown, which you're not allowed to do. They did say a bad word in it, but...
You're allowed to hate Chinatown.
You are like totally allowed to hate Chinatown, but you can't say it out loud on a podcast why you hate Chinatown.
And not only
too many
that,
restaurants and too many Chinese people.
If you'd have just said too many people...
It's like China over there, they'd say. Yeah, so many people. You got to be careful. It's very
racist.
Who'd
want to build a house there?
Huh?
They were talking about who would want to build.
Yeah, who would want to ever live in China? They ever say it was awful. They were just making fun of it. All right. And then the one guy said, let the C words have it. Is that where we're going to go? I don't know. Joshua's on line one. We'll start here. Joshua, I'm going to put you through a little job interview. You have to do this. You're just arrived to America. You are an Asian man. We're going to try to come up with a new way to do the accent without making everybody angry. Are you ready, Joshua?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We're borderline. Welcome to the job interview, Joshua. My name is, I'm your boss, potentially, Mr. Robert Lolly. I never want you to say my name. I never want you to forget my name.
Well, hi, Lolly. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you. I was just curious, what are your favorite meals? We have a lot of food preparation here. We need to make sure everybody's getting fed well. What do you like to eat?
Well, my favorite meals are whatever you like to eat.
Oh, I like all sorts of things.
I come from a communist country, so I will do whatever you tell me to do.
As a judge, I'm against this. He is not just off the boat.
You don't think he's just off?
No,
he's very
clean.
Maybe he's very smart.
He
took some English. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. He said he's from a communist.
I'm trained in the arts of kung fu and English.
Well, that's racist.
There's your first racist thing.
There's your racism.
What?
You can't get through this without being racist at one point. Sorry, Joshua. You can't bring up kung fu. That's racist, Brady. You can't do it. He was doing really well.
He was. Kind of.
Daniel's son is on the line. Daniel, are you there?
Yes, I hear.
Goodbye, Daniel. That's just flat out racist. I like him to go on a little bit, though. Jim, are you there? Jim.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the job interview. Guy who is trying to be Asian without being racist. Are you ready?
Yeah. Well, there goes. Yeah, I was ready until I can't do the accent. So let's.
You can do the accent.
Now he's just an American.
You just can't do it racist.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Okay. Welcome to the job interview. I was just curious, what is it in life you feel you're good at?
Very good at ancient Chinese secrets.
That's racist.
He works for Calgon.
I guarantee you people will go for the laugh with this accent before they'll ever try to play.
All right, our last chance.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
All right, Heather? Heather, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, welcome. You're an Asian person. You just arrived here. Now, don't be a stereotypical racist and be Asian. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Why should I hire you for this job, Heather?
Because I am very good at a lot of things.
Like what? What's your best quality at work?
I used to work in a restaurant. I do fast, very fast things.
What did you do? What type of restaurant?
It was a Chinese cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You worked in a Chinese restaurant. What did you?
She's supposed to be just off the boat from.
That's
China.
Right. That's right. Is it a Chinese restaurant when it's in China?
That's true.
Or is it just a restaurant? Racist.
Plus, you'd have better electronics.
Right. Exactly. No self-respecting Chinaman would wander around with that phone. You'd throw that back at whoever bootlegged it. Terrible. I just grab one blind.
With a
I'm
random?
Going right in.
All right.
Oh, this is scary.
It's tough to find a good Oriental, John.
Donald, are you there? That is true.
Yep.
All right, Donald, turn your radio down, get off your speaker. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go, Donald. Try to be Asian without being racist. I'm going to ask you a few questions, all right?
Sounds good.
Now, Donald, what kind of sports are you into? I like sports. What do you like as sports?
Pretty good at table tennis. like playing that.
Ping pong immediately. Racist, even what? Without the How? Accent. That's Why? Racist. Because, Brady, if you
it's
bring
like
up
one
that.
One of the largest sports played over
exactly.
there.
Exactly. You can't Why bring would... this stuff up.
Why?
Why can't he say football?
Yeah.
Why did he go to table tennis? Why did he go to table
Racist.
Tennis?
Racist.
Stereotypes, Brady. He went right
very
to the stereotype.
Popular.
It's very popular, and it's a stereotype. If you ask
Who
me.
Who dominates?
Of course, Koreans. But if you said to me, what's your favorite sport, and I said ping pong, you'd be like, what are you, Chinese? It's an immediate stereotype.
What, Asians can't like football now, Brady?
That's right, Brady.
Is that it?
They have to
saying?
Like their, they have to fall into a category for you?
Yeah, what the hell?
And it's not that popular. We just assume it is because that's what we put them doing. Give me another one.
All right.
Unbelievable.
No, believable. Jesse, are you there? Turn your radio down, Craig. You got it? All right, there you go. All right.
Got it.
Good luck to you. Just curious, Craig, what kind of video games do you play?
You know what?
Bye.
He just hung up. He couldn't do it without just saying, I don't play video games very much. That's not racist. But we assume he tried to think of 10 video games that weren't racist before he just
he
said,
couldn't
no,
get
a,
give
yeah,
us one.
Not a one. Well, one more. It's impossible. It's an impossible game. Brian, are you there? Or Byron?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Right. I'm ready.
Do the accent. Be Asian. Don't be racist. Good luck. Name two things you would bring to Disneyland or the Grand Canyon.
Oh, Lottie, I'd definitely bring my camera.
There you go.
And I'm
racist.
Bye. Bunch of bastards out there.
Can't play
see,
this
Brady?
Game.
See how racist they about? Are out there?
What would you bring to the Grand Canyon?
Your wife and kids.
My phone.
Maybe your phone.
I could take pictures now.
That's right. Immediately, that's racist. Once you say, I bring a phone. Food picture taking.
Everyone brings a camera.
I know, but what are they known for and what is considered racist?
Stop
now
defending the
overly
racist.
Sensitive. You are dying to be a racist forever. You won't just admit that the culture is too sensitive for this now. The proper answer is my wife and my kids and my wallet. That's not a racist answer. Your camera is immediately a trigger point for bigotry. Of course you say camera. What if I asked a black
What
guy,
about a fat stack of yen?
Racist.
Oh.
Because you're automatically pigeonholing. Why wouldn't they bring dollar bills from America?
It's what you call it, the money.
No, it isn't. It's called dollars in the United States. It's what you call it when you're racist and you're pigeonholing, Brady. I want another one. These people are terrible.
Okay.
But now that they've got a little precursor on it, they should be able to figure it out. Hi there, who's this?
Hello.
Out.
Can't say hero.
You can't say hero. Because in trying not to be racist, you would say, hi.
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 I don't want to say hero.
Can I go hi?
Hi. Sure. Hi.
Hi.
That's not right. Hi. I'm teaching you non-racist.
Don't go
Asian
hero.
Accent. Hero is racist.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 Hi. Try it, Brady.
Howdy.
Hey!
No.
Right. You're right. That's racist.
Bro?
That's racist.
Try one more. Why do you have to
I can't do it.
No, you can't. Without being racist. You're racist.
Oh.
Are you practicing?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
No. Hey, Tristan.
Tristan, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Be Asian.
Yeah.
Do the Asian accent without being racist. Here we go. All right. I'll ask you the same question I asked somebody else. What makes you a person I should hire?
Punctuality. That's what I bring to the table.
Wow, your accent's very clear. You've been studying English for a while. Yeah. What is your favorite video game and why?
I don't type for video games.
You're not into video games? Not even a little bit?
No.
Do you like technology?
No.
What do you call that haircut?
Everyone does.
Yeah. What is the style? What? Describe your hair to me. What's your hair look like?
It's short.
Yeah?
Buzz cut.
You got a buzz cut?
Yeah.
Who would you say you looked like?
Myself?
Oh, no, but like if I had to like compare you to somebody.
Celebrity.
Famous, like, yeah, celebrity. Who's your celebrity lookalike?
I don't have one. I'm quite unique. There's no one.
You're unique Asian?
Yes.
What makes you unique? You can't do it.
Yeah, I can't.
What makes you unique Asian? Different than all the rest?
I'm not as smart as them.
You're a dumb Asian. Which is racist.
He was doing good, though.
He was really doing well, but I'm sorry. He just he stereotyped them all as smart, except him. That's what makes you unique if you're Asian.
Would he been out if he says, I look like Jackie Chan?
Yeah, he'd been out. That's
yeah,
racist.
Probably. That's
is
racist.
Is that racist? Yeah.
Because if I said you look like Jackie Chan, it's racist.
No, it's racist of you. You're thinking they all look alike. If he looks
no,
like Jackie Chan,
if
looks
I,
different
I
from other
you,
Asian men.
Brady, I guarantee you if I walked up to an Asian guy today and said, you look like Jackie Chan, he'd be like, you're a dick.
Brady, if you have to ask, you're racist. Yeah,
exactly. That's it. And this day, you will never have a chance to be on Saturday Night Live. Ever, Brady.
Darn
ever.
It.
No, darn it. If they came and asked and said, would you do it? You'd be like, sure.
No.
You would be on Saturday Night Live in a second if they offered. But, you know, you can't because you're too racist. You can never do
it. We kind of knew this.
We knew Brady would never get on because of his racism. Not a lack of ability. It's your lack of desire for inclusion. Can't be done. You walk up to an Asian guy today and just go, you look just like Jackie Chan.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I felt he looked like Jackie Chan, I would say that.
Of course you feel like he looks like Jackie Chan. They all look like Jackie
Chan.
No!
That's the problem.
That's wrong, the issue.
John.
You would never.
You would not.
Ever wander up to an Asian you
don't
know.
We're going to do that today, though.
We'll try it. We'll drive around today. We'll find an Asian.
He looks like Jackie Chan.
No, you get out of the car and say you look like Jackie Chan.
I'm not going to do that to a guy that does not look like Jackie Chan.
They all look like Jackie Chan.
They do not.
Safe.
Pick any. All right, if he looks like a different Asian guy,
Jet Li.
Then go up and say, you look like Jet Li.
You know who I confused Jet Li with? Jackie Chan.
Completely different.
Who else?
Ang Lee.
All right. You look like Ang Lee.
Who's that? He's a director.
Oh, he would know. They're related.
They all know each other.
They all know each other.
I can't wait. We're going to do this today.
Yeah, all day long. You would never tell an Asian man he looks like Jackie Chan.
What about a black guy? Would you go up to a black guy and tell him he looks like?
You look a lot like that. Sure. I do it all the time.
Yeah. You do?
I love you in that movie. Ah, it's very funny. Do that to anybody.
You wander up to strange black people and say, I loved you in We Are Marshall. And
sure,
he doesn't look anything like the guy.
No, they have to look like the person.
And you wander up and you assume
I've
that.
Done that
what
before?
If he doesn't think so? It's racist.
It's funny.
To you.
No, they laugh.
And then they go, racist, racist, racist.
Do it to girls all the time.
You do?
Sure.
When's the last
time
you
look like
did
someone?
But
anyone
not
looks
of
like
race.
A,
yeah, but you're talking about white people.
No matter what.
No.
Sure.
I've never seen you do it. I've known you for a long time. I've never watched you walk up to a black stranger and go, you look like Cicely Tyson. You get punched in the nose.
I've never said the
okay, you've never
Tyson,
said Cicely Tyson. You get my point,
if
though.
She was,
God,
right.
He's contrarian. I'm going to argue with this just because I'm never racist. I've gone up to plenty of blacks and said they look like other blacks. You'd never do it. You would never do it. A stranger.
Not true. No,
when's the last
I've
time you did
it? I've done it plenty of times.
You wander up to strange foreigners and tell them you look like a foreign person.
By the way, I loved you in this movie. Ah, that's funny.
And you don't see that as potentially damaging to like this because they don't think
you're
like,
not being racist.
They're saying, haha, you're funny, but under their breath they're going,
game.
You're a real
but
asshole.
What you're saying is you all look alike to me. Because he might not think he looks like that person.
That's saying quite the opposite.
Not to them. That's just your opinion.
No.
Really? If the person doesn't think they look anything like Cicely Tyson, and you say you look like Cicely Tyson.
Most of the time they're like, I've heard that before.
From
and
racist
most people
whites.
Go, well, I get that one a lot, and I get this one.
You know, the a lot of football players person. In town, they have long dreadlocks.
Exactly.
And they get little white kids running
around.
What team do you play for?
My buddy Winston, constantly. He doesn't look anything like him. And he's like, man, people think I'm Larry Fitzgerald all the time. And I'm like, really?
Racist white
people think I'm Larry Fitzgerald.
People like Brady.
And they come up and go, you look just like Larry Fitzgerald. He's like, yeah, thanks. And he's like, and he's nice to him. He's like, what a dick. Because I don't look anything like Larry Fitzgerald.
So you got dreadlocks.
No,
you're a black guy.
Right,
you're Larry
yeah,
Fitzgerald.
That's exactly, yeah. He said, oh, and I remember once
that.
Chuck Powell, my buddy, told
what's
my friend.
What's the difference from what you're doing?
My now? Friend Reggie. And Chuck and I sat at a table at the attic, and we were all pals. And Chuck turns and he goes, you know, you look like Gary Clark Jr. And he goes, yeah, we all look alike. Like Amir, because he was tired of hearing it. And he goes to the phone, he goes, I don't look anything like this guy. And he didn't.
I did. I was with my cousin one time, and one of her friends came out to visit in Phoenix, and we were out to dinner, and I said to him, I go, man, you were great in the movie Adventures in Babysitting.
I remember that. Did he?
Said, thank you. That was one of my first movies that I did. He was the limo driver in Adventures in Babysitting. I didn't know it at the time. I go,
so that's why you keep doing it. Yeah. Just hopefully you'll get lucky.
Yeah. And that's what happened to 1986. That's the same thing that happened to Rex Lynn.
But you here's
so
even,
this is all right. Now we're really getting to it. Yeah. This is why he's doing
this
it.
This is why you do it. You've hit one. And you didn't even think it was that person. You just thought it was a black that looked similar to another black. You know, it turned out it was that black.
You have a doppelganger. The guy that was in a...
But you got to pull back a little bit on I do this
but
all the
time.
But
how good was that?
I do this all the time is not a true statement.
Oh, no. If there is a lookalike...
You wander right over.
That's a funny
whether
thing.
You know him or not.
Someone... Yeah.
So if you're Winston and white people keep coming up to you going... Yeah. Hey, would you sign this for me, Larry Fitzgerald? Mm-hmm. Would you be a little irritated by that, you think?
No.
Oh, no.
No, if you...
You wouldn't be irritated by that?
After a while, if you're getting it all
white
the
people
time,
keep coming up
sure,
to you.
Sure, I could see you
getting it. Totally annoyed by it.
It's always white people.
That's right. It's never black guy that walks up to Winston and goes, you look just like Larry Fitzgerald. Because they can tell the difference between each other. We struggle with that. Like if Winston came up to me and goes, you look like Donald Trump. No, I don't. And I mean it as a compliment. What the hell are you talking about? I don't know. You look like him to me, so it's nice.
You're kind of orange today.
Yeah, you look a little orange. That Eastern Sun made you look like bald Donald Trump. I don't look anything like him, and I'm insulted
by it.
You get
the Jardine or the...
Right, from white people.
Winston's going to drop kick the next white guy.
Yeah,
that comes up
he hates it. We were at a bowling alley and somebody said it. I think it was that or Darnell Dockett was the other one when he was a little bigger. And he had to, just anybody with dreads.
I told Winston.
Close enough, Negro. See ya.
I told Winston I enjoyed him in Predator.
Right, because of his dreads.
Sure,
right.
He loves it.
He loved it. I'm sure most people love to be called a monster.
You look like the monster in Predator. Valderie.
Racist prick. That's what he's saying.
It's true. They don't like that. I don't think black people ever like the phrase coming out of a white person's mouth, you look just like blank. It's usually going to come out wrong. You keep it up, though. You do it all the time. Asians, whites, at the Whole Foods. I got to abandon my cart and go over there and tell that person I look just like Jackie Chan. Excuse me. You look like Jackie Chan. What? And you sound like him, too. I bet you do karate.
Show me some moves.
I'm going to hold this board up. Crack it with your head.
I'm a math professor at ASU.
Whoa.
That would be awesome.
He chopped it.
Yeah,
he chopped
that would be good. But I still have to chop
just
it.
Just carry a board around.
Just in case I see an Asian that looks like Jackie Chan.
Chop.
You've got Chinaman hair like it's shoe polish. You look like Jackie Chan. Said it with the accent.
Oh, God.
I do it all the
time. I want to see that. I
do
see the
too.
Board.
I've known you for years. I've never seen you wander up to an Asian
with a
and
board.
Tell them who you think they look like. The board might be pushing.
Stupid.
The board would be so funny, though. I would not.
See, I don't see much difference.
You've never said that to other people. You're saying, but you only say it to white. They have to be white.
I don't say
you.
It to strangers.
Yeah, you don't
you
do it to strangers.
Like, you've done it all the time.
To who?
Like, I really enjoyed you in this movie. That's
no, I
don't.
He does it under his breath
I
to
do
you.
It to you guys. Like,
look at this guy.
Waiter looks a little bit like Don Cheadle if he was an Indian woman. That. I've known you for years. I've never seen you go, I got to go tell that Asian who I think he looks like. I'd stop you. Brady, no. What are you doing? Got to tell this Asian who I think he looks like. He looks like all of them. They know what you're doing. I do it all the time, he says.
At least 15, 20 times a day.
It's ridiculous. You're silly.
You're going to get knocked out.
You are going to get knocked out.
You, colored man, you look just like a different colored man I've seen before.
I can see why you're doing it, though, because you hit on a couple. I mean,
yeah, you knocked one out of the yard, and so it's a pretty far reach you hit it with.
I loved you in Adventures in Babysitting.
Which, by the way,
and then I go the opposite way too.
I have no idea what that guy looks like. Well, you can make an argument for all of it. Everybody's
yeah, it's just having fun. It's,
everybody said you look like someone, but it's very dangerous to wander over to a person of color that you do not know and just spout out what you think they look like.
Sure.
That's
there's
what
a
I'm
way
saying.
To deliver it. But
this guy says, Brady, for instance, I told my boss that he looks like Meek Mill. He had the death stare for me ever since, and that was 6 months ago. I can't walk around the office.
Just don't do it.
But he's a white guy.
Of course he's a white guy. You look like Meek Mill. Oh, man. Racist ass cracker.
John, I asked my black friend the other day if he always dresses like the guy from Black Panther. I wasn't trying to be racist.
Yeah.
He legitimately looked like him. So I doubled down. And I said, you look just like him. When I saw him getting mad, it diffused the situation a bit, but he's still pissed.
Yeah. Is it racist or not to walk up to a guy you think looks like the dude who played Black Panther and go, Wakanda forever?
Sure. You got
wildly
there's
racist.
A way to, yeah, there's
I
a
know.
Way of going about that.
You look like the guy from Black Panther.
But that's
Wakanda
right.
forever.
You're right. People.
That's racist because it's racist.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
They're
to
giving guys like you that don't want it to be racist a bad name.
Yeah,
right. That's right. Don't know how to go about it
and know
right.
how to do it right.
Well, you're doing
correctly.
It right. Clearly, I'm sure every black person walking and go, "Wow, I really must look like that black."
I'm sure they all walk away from you just yep. like enjoying your conversation.
It's safer to just go up. You look like several blacks I've seen.
Brady, one of the phrases that stuck with me most on this show is you say Ching Chong Charlie all the time.
Yeah. See, you're so delicate when you walk that tightrope of Brady-isms.
Ching Chong Charlie.
One of the first times I ever had lunch with Brady stood at the top of an escalator. What are you guys in the mood for? A little gook food?
For pure shock
it
value.
It was, and it was hilarious.
Right. There's a
but
reason
you
behind
like,
that. Because
but you act like you're on this real tight
it's being
rope.
Blatantly
right.
It's blatantly
exaggerating.
Racist.
Right, but it's this, like, you know, you're like, I know all the ins and outs of the tightrope walk. I'll
just,
walk up to any street.
Please just let us know next time you're going to tell somebody.
I will. I'll make
they
sure.
They look like Jackie
I'll make
Chan.
Sure they're there. I'll yeah. make sure they're there.
Put it on your Insta.
Yeah.
Graham it. Film it.
Graham all these times you're talking about.
I do it all the time. Watch this.
There'll be so many.
In the parking lot.
They're all going to thank you.
So many posts on Brady Bogan 98.
Yeah. That'll say racist. You should be fired.
Yeah, right.
You'll never be on Saturday Night Live. It's great. It's racist. It's 928. You're a crazy person. Brady won the Rock Wars last week. We'll see if we can get to it quickly. It's 98 KUPD.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
KUPD.